Thank you. If you take a look in your bulletin, you will find a sheet like this inside of it, and there'll also be some slides to follow along with on the projection screen. And it's going to be an awesome morning. So what we're going to do today is we're going to end the morning by having quite an extended time of prayer ministry. And I'll explain what that will look like as we get there. But just as a way to kind of introduce the morning and begin the flow, so to speak, I wanted to begin with this wonderful quote that I used in one of the sermons on this series. This is from the lovely Quaker writer, speaker, and activist Parker Palmer. And he uses the word vocation. You could kind of interchange that for the word calling here. So he says, "What a long time it can take to become the person one has always been. The true self within every human being that is the seed of authentic vocation. Vocation does not come from a voice out there calling me to become something I am not. It comes from a voice in here calling me to be the person I was born to be, to fulfill the original selfhood given me at birth by God." Now, if you take a look at the sheet here, or this first slide, God alone is our creator and the maker of our identity. And it's to him alone that we can say these words, as David said in Psalm 139. And I'd like us to read these together. I'll try to read them a little slower so we can kind of allow them to seep into us a little bit. So let's read this together. And like I said, you can look up on the screen or in the sheet here. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand." Imagine for a moment God creating you in the deepest places. And this image as well of him then, like a great physician, putting the earbuds of a stethoscope into his ear and then putting the other dial of the stethoscope onto your heart, knowing every little pulse, beat, and movement of what's going on inside. God knows us because he made us. And so this morning we're inviting God to reveal what he created, what he knows, and as it were to take the earbuds out of his ear and put them in our ears so we can hear what he has made our heart to be. So this is the scripture that we are kind of basing the question of the morning on. Again, you can find this on the sheet, but also on the slide. And let's read this also together. "Once, when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, 'Who do the crowd say I am?' They replied, 'Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life.' 'But what about you?' he asked. 'Who do you say I am?' Peter answered, God's Messiah. Now the crowds had a diversity of opinions about Jesus. And in a similar way, there's a crowd of opinions about who we are. From society, from culture, from our own head and heart, even from church. All of these voices weighing in on who we are. But God alone knows the truth. And he's the only one who gets to really answer, who am I? So we're going to move into a time of contemplating this question that Jesus asked his disciples. We're going to ask the Lord this question, first individually. So I'd like to invite you, however you want to posture your body best to listen to what the Lord may say and respond to you. For some of us, that may be kneeling or opening our hands, closing our eyes. Feel free, whatever helps you most, listen to what God may want to say to you this morning. Take that posture. And I'd like us to say the Come Holy Spirit together, and then we'll have a minute or so of silence after that. And then we'll ask the Lord together, Lord, who do you say I am as well? So let's invite the Holy Spirit together. We can say these words together, and then we'll have some silence. Come, Holy Spirit. And now let's ask the Lord together this next line. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, who do you say I am?